Chapter 9 of the Book of Foundations by St. Teresa of Avila. This is a Discerning Hearts recording read by Chris McGregor. The Book of Foundations, written by St. Teresa of Avila and translated from the Spanish by the Reverend John Dalton. How greatly I have wandered from my subject. But these instructions and directions which I have given may be more to the purpose than the account of the foundations. Being now at St. Joseph's of Medina del Campo, it gave me great delight to see how these sisters followed the same steps of the nuns of St. Joseph's at Avila, preserving the same devotion, unity, and spirit, and how our Lord continued to provide for his house everything necessary, both for the church and the sisters. And this he did by moving some to enter, who it seems he himself had chosen as suitable for the foundation of such a fabric. And I know well that on good beginnings depended all the good which was afterwards to come, because just as the persons find the path, they walk along it afterwards. There dwelt in Toledo a lady who was sister to the Duke of Medina Celi, in whose house I lived for a time, by the command of my superiors, as I have related more fully in the foundation of St. Joseph's of Avila. When this lady heard that I had obtained a license to found monasteries, she began greatly to importune me to found one in her town, named Malagon. I did not in any manner wish to do this, because the place was so small, that we should be obliged to have an income settled on us, in order to be able to maintain ourselves, and to such a thing I was much opposed. But having consulted on the matter with some prudent and learned men, and also with my confessor, they told me that I did wrong, and that as the Holy Council of Trent permitted incomes, there was no reason for refusing to found a monastery, wherein our Lord might be served so well, in my opinion. To these reasons were added the many importunities of the lady, by which I was obliged to found the monastery. She gave a sufficient income, for I always preferred either that the houses should be altogether poor, or that they should be supported in such a manner that the nuns would not be obliged to trouble anyone for their support. All possible diligence and care were used that no one in particular should possess anything, but that the constitutions should be observed in every respect the same as other monasteries founded in poverty. All the writings having been made out, I sent for some of the nuns to found the monastery. And having arrived, we went with the lady to Malagon, where, as there were no house for us to enter, we lodged for more than 8 days in an apartment of the castle. On Palm Sunday, in the year 1568, all the people of the place came out in procession for us, and putting on our veils and white mantles, we came to the church, where we heard a sermon, and thence the most blessed sacrament was taken to our monastery. This excited great devotion in the people, and here I remained for some days. Being one day in prayer after I had communicated, I heard our Lord say that he should be greatly served in that house. I think I remained there about 2 months only, for my spirit hurried me to go and found a house in Valladolid, the cause of which foundation I will now relate.